Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
How substantial is it that Fitch downgraded the United States credit rating? That just happened this week. It's interesting because it was 12 years ago, and it was when we hit the debt ceiling in 2011 that Standard & Poor's downgraded the U.S. credit rating. And now Fitch has done it, downgraded it to AA+. Moody's continues to rate U.S. debt at AAA. So now Fitch and Standard & Poor's have downgraded it. Many economists, big talking heads around the country have criticized the move, said it's either strange or even bizarre and inept. Janet Yellen says, "I strongly agree with Fitch's decision," and stress that the Treasury securities remain the world's preeminent safe and liquid asset. I think both of those things are right. I think it is a significant thing to keep our eye on. However, I also think that the U.S. Treasury is still the world's preeminent safe and liquid asset. Now, could that change in the future? Sure. I don't see an alternative out there right now. Now, there are signs of cracks in that, you know, we've got China and Brazil and Russia and India are creating, you know, they've created an alignment of sorts to try to come up with either some sort of a uniform alternative currency to buy oil. That's going to be a while down the road as well. The bottom line is we have some fiscal problems here in the United States. And if I read from the Fitch's press release, they say this: the rating downgrade of the United States reflects the expected fiscal deterioration over the next 3 years, a high and growing general government debt burden, and the erosion of governments relative to AA and AAA rated peers over the last two decades that has manifested itself in repeated debt limit standoffs and last minute resolutions. And of course, that last part is a nod to the chaos and the dysfunction in Washington, D.C. So we are now at a point with the increases in interest rates. Our debt payments, our interest on the debt, is now up to right at 14% of our GDP. We were at 9% just a couple of years ago because interest rates were so low. Well, now it's up around 14%. And when it gets up around 14% and certainly 15%, our interest expense as a percentage of GDP, what we typically see is the market start to put forces on Washington to try to get the debt down. And the government knows this. The Federal Reserve knows this. The Federal Reserve would, I think, love to lower rates to help with the interest on the debt. But they can't right now because of the inflationary trends. And I think you're probably going to see another bump in inflation over the next few months. I think it could end up bumping back up before it goes back down more. So we have a lot of challenges. What should you as an investor be doing? I think a couple of takeaways I would have. One, if you're a younger person, let's say under 50, I think that you need to understand there's probably going to be changes in our Social Security and Medicare system for you. That may just mean raising full retirement age. We can solve the Social Security problem pretty easily by just raising full retirement age to 69 or 70, which is essentially a cut in the benefit. Now, Medicare is a completely different challenge, and it's kind of the elephant in the room. But we don't have a political system right now. We don't have our politics don't really want to tackle this issue. And I think the longer we wait, the more of an issue that it could be. So I think if you're a younger person, you need to be even more reliant on your own savings and your own investing. That means living within your means and setting aside money, paying yourself first. And then for those of you who are already near retirement or in retirement, don't panic. I mean, I don't see things falling apart. I believe in the ingenuity of American people and American companies. you know, in many ways, we could see another growth boom because of technology and artificial intelligence and all those things that are developing that have really kind of helped spur the stock market growth this year. The key is to not chase the hot return. Don't take unnecessary risks. But you do need to structure stability of income in retirement. So that's having safe and stable assets that you can draw from in the early years of retirement, and then leave your risk investments alone for longer term growth, because you're going to need to fight inflation in later years of your retirement.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.